So I'll have mine recording, but I'm much happier with yours also recording. Okay. You recording it?
No.
You checking the emails? Is you checking the emails?
No, I was just checking emails. Tim. What?
Hopefully my recording lasts and you'll be able to hear what. The whole world will hear what. Are you getting an adult beverage?
Yes.
Can you get me a rum and coke, please? From the rum and coke machine. Did you start recording it?
No.
Yeah. Why isn't your phone charging when I plug it in?
One shot?
No, it is charging. Pardon?
One shot?
Yeah. I'm no booze hound. I'm an easy drunk. That's the problem. No?
Not yet.
A little later? Cool. Just waiting. This is out of tune.
Depositing adult beverages.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. It's been a long time.
It has been a long time.
It's an appropriate piece of music. The last episode we released was March 20-something, the Heart Concert.
Good God, really?
It's been ages. We nearly pod-faded. How was your summer?
Is that what you call that?
Yeah, that's the term. Pod-fading.
My summer was
your
really...
phone always does this auto-lock thing. But still recording. Which one's mine?
The purple phone is mine, the white one is yours.
Which drinky drink?
This one.
Oh, you gave me the ceramic glass.
I did.
It's no longer a glass when it's made out of something
ceramics.
Other than glass, right? Glass is a ceramic, isn't it?
Well, the glaze is, well, I don't know.
No, glass is glass.
Glass is glass.
Unless it's not. Unless it's Google Glass.
Exactly, in which case you wear it on your face.
Apparently that's where you wear Google Glass. So, how was your summer?
School
started this week. How was your summer vacation?
My summer vacation was really good. Yeah, I mean, it was a little, long. I mean, not. It was a little short, you know what I mean?
Christine's covering all the angles.
It was short.
Mm-hmm. And long?
It was eventful.
Yeah.
The working part of it was long.
Yeah, lots of work.
The holiday
summer.
Part of it was short.
Yeah.
But,
August was crazy busy.
August was crazy busy. We were away for 3 weeks.
I was away for 3 weeks. The kids were away for 3 weeks, and
We're all away for 3 weeks. That was pretty crazy.
It was pretty crazy. But you know what the great thing about being away for 3 weeks is?
What?
The sod I put down the week before all of this crazy stuff happened.
Oh, yeah.
Was able to flourish without a single kid treading on it.
Nicholas went out into the yard today and tried to pull it up, and he turned around and he said, "Can't pull it up, it's stuck.
Yay! Awesome. That's fantastic.
Yep.
Yeah, so Nicholas, our son, is in second grade.
Yes, and Isabel, our daughter, is in junior kindergarten.
Pre-K. I always called it pre-K.
Junior kindergarten in English-speaking worlds. Pre-kindergarten in...
Yeah.
Quebec.
Yeah.
Junior kindergarten whatever. Everywhere else.
That's fine. So, yeah, so she's adjusting.
Just translating.
She loved being there the first 2 days, and now this day she didn't want you to leave, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is the day she finally listened to the daycare supervisor.
Yeah, she was better today.
And didn't interrupt people during nap time.
Yeah, she didn't bother the other kids.
Oh, thank goodness.
Good God.
No, they're kids. They're going to do stuff.
I know, they are.
At least our kids aren't the boring kids that don't do anything or say anything.
I know, who sit there and color for 3 hours straight. No
boring.
Offense if you have one of those children.
Well, you know what? Feel offended. You might as well. You just listened to a podcast and we just dissed your child's personality. So you might as well feel offended. It's okay.
No, all kids are fabulous.
No. No. And even some of the fabulous kids are really terrible sometimes.
Well,
so
yes, kids
I'm
are going to
be a realist about this. I love my children.
So let's...
There are moments where I'm happy that we send them away once or twice a year. And I love them anyway. So, that was August. We had a lot of stuff going on, and now we're back. September is around the corner.
Yep.
And today, actually before today, so I've been running since February.
Mm-hmm.
I'd stopped for a couple years because, it's easier not to run and be in shape, and it's easier to get fat.
Yep.
And then you realize, I'm going to start running again.
I don't feel so good.
And then I liked it, and... Apparently you, madame, have been running.
I have been running. I haven't done it recently.
You will.
But I
will.
I'm
going to force you to do it tomorrow. We'll
see. Plus, I ran a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Because I ran back from Nicholas's friend's house today.
Yeah.
And then we ran down to yoga.
That was funny. That's
and
right.
Then we ran back.
Yoga today.
We did.
More on that soon. So you're running now?
Mm-hmm.
And so what do you
really
do around
slow.
The 2K each time you go out now?
Oh, damn.
What is it?
Sorry, I made a mess.
What's going on? Did you spill?
No, I made a mess.
Oh, all right. Well, what'd you make a mess out of?
I just made a mess.
Okay. We don't want to tell the podcast listening world what you used to make a mess?
No.
That's fine.
I just made a mess.
If you look on Etsy, you'll probably find doilies made of this. That's all I'll say. What? It's not like they're your doilies that you make. What are you talking about? Have you not seen those pictures?
What pictures?
Of things that people make themselves and sell on Etsy.
What? Like
people who make things can have a shop on Etsy.
And
it's better than eBay because it's not an auction. You can just sell your stuff.
Yeah.
And I've seen doilies made from those.
Made of what?
Of the thing you don't want to mention. I did! That's what we say in potential cast. Yeah, whenever I say something stupid.
You?
Yes, mostly me.
You're the only one, right?
No, but mostly me. It's mostly me that says something stupid.
Well, there you go. Cha-ching! Nick Illyria just scored again.
What, am I going to make money? You made the international cash register sound. I demand payment. Never mind. So how do you like the running?
Well, I'm slow.
No, but do you enjoy it?
It was painful.
Because I really enjoy it.
It was out of... Not
and I was recently chatting to someone who doesn't like running, but has been running.
Who?
Someone.
You can find that on
Etsy. You can find this person on Etsy.
You can find this person on Etsy.
I don't know if she has an Etsy store. I don't think so. Regardless.
Doilies made of this person.
Jeez Louise. Have you been a serial killer in our podcasting hiatus? Or you just had one too many adult beverages?
No. All right. Just weird with your Etsy. Anyway. All right. So
do you enjoy it?
I mean, I can't say that I don't enjoy it.
So you enjoy it?
Well,
are you indifferent to it?
There's a little bit of a fine line between enjoying it and not enjoying it. There's somewhere in between.
So you're indifferent?
I'm not indifferent. I sometimes laugh at myself and wonder why, how I ended up doing this thing.
The running?
Yeah.
You want to get in shape?
Well, yeah, but it's not me. You know, it doesn't define me.
Okay. Understood.
I'm more of a swimmer.
I know.
So running is a lot more weird. Convenient. Yes, running is more convenient.
You start, you stop, and that's it. Whereas with swimming, you gotta go to the pool.
And my run, I know, and then you have to shower.
And then you gotta change, and you gotta shower before you get in the pool.
I know.
And you gotta swim, and you gotta deal with other people. Sometimes it's really busy, and you get people's feet in your face. And then you gotta get out of the pool, and you gotta shower after, you gotta change. Ugh. Running, you strap your shoes on, you go, and you come back.
I know. There is a distinct advantage to the run.
It's pretty awesome, actually. So that's cool that you're running. I'm enjoying that.
Yeah,
I'm running still. I ran a little less in August than I have in the previous months because of being away. And although I did manage to run a few of the days that I was away.
Yeah.
It's a little rough when you're kind of jet lagged and trying to get over for the rest of the week.
Yeah, then we kind of got fatigued, like extreme fatigued.
Yeah, when I finally gave back.
Business trip and passed out for an entire day.
For about 6 hours, yeah.
It was
weird. What was really weird about it is that I didn't feel tired. I felt nauseous, which I guess is indicative of maybe how tired I was. I was just nauseous. Yeah. Maybe it was fatigue and hunger. I don't know.
Yeah,
as long as it wasn't food poisoning, I'm happy.
No, it wasn't that. You didn't throw up.
No, I didn't. But I felt like I was going to.
Yeah.
But I stopped myself with the sheer power of my will. So today we did something neither of us had ever done before ever.
Yes.
We went to a yoga class.
Yes.
This was the first yoga class you have ever done and that I had ever done. And it was in a brand new studio that's just blocks from our house on the main little strip here that for the first 2 weeks is offering all their courses for free.
Yeah.
Excuse me, which is really neat. And all I'll say is, first time ever, 90 minutes. It was hard.
It was hard, actually.
It was difficult. I sweat so much.
Yeah, we were pretty sweaty.
There were just four students.
And tomorrow we are going to be in pain.
And the instructor, I think I'll be okay.
I am not going to be okay. I'm going to be in pain. I'm willing to bet that you're going to be in pain, too.
Do you want to have a friendly wager?
Yes, let's have a friendly wager. You're going to be in pain.
Excuse Okay, friendly wager. If I'm in pain, you get to be right. Exactly. And if I'm not in pain, I get to be right.
Exactly. All That's right. a good wager.
It's high five on it.
High five that.
There we go. Yeah, I enjoyed that yoga class thoroughly.
Yeah, I did too.
I mean,
I couldn't do one of the things though.
Yeah.
The standing on the leg and tilting forward, standing on one leg. And
oh, the one-legged stand and then tilting forward with the leg back.
Yeah, I couldn't keep my leg up.
Yeah, it's hard.
I couldn't stay on one leg.
Yeah, at one point I overstretched and it kind of hurt my shoulder, but it's just this very fleeting pain that I get every once in a while with that shoulder. Not a big deal. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was great. And I was very pleased that there was very, very little nonsense. There was very, very little...
no nonsense. What are you talking about?
Well, he did talk about non-specific energies at one point. But that was the only utterance of anything that was remotely nonsensical. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. It was about breathing. It was about your body. It was about your muscles. It was about your bones. It was great. And I thought that everything he said helped me visualize, helped me avoid the forcing of it and just trying to find a balance that was comfortable, which is really difficult to do. Loved it. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I want to do more. Mm. And I checked on the website. They still don't have prices, but I can confirm to you, breaking news, that you can just sign up for a single course anytime you want.
Yeah, that's very cool.
So you don't have to do...
like a 10-week course.
Like you don't have to do a 10-week course.
Tuesday night
you can
or
go
something.
One Friday, you can go on a Wednesday.
I love that.
So I think this is going to be really awesome.
Well, I love that because that works perfectly with my schedule where I say, okay, you know what, Wednesday night I'm going to a yoga class tonight. Do you have to reserve in advance?
I think they prefer that. I don't know. If they can have walk-ins, that'd be awesome. Right? If you're not sure you can make it, but then you realize you can, you just... And with us, it's literally walking distance. So we could just walk
there. Yeah.
So that would be awesome because
I'm
enjoying running.
Walk.
I think I really have been looking for yoga for about 2 months, and we were walking down the street after eating, and I see the studio, I see the door with this thing, and I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe they have yoga. Facebook page, they have yoga. Let's try it out. Oh my gosh, it's free. Let's check it out. Yeah. So their first week, this was their first week, and they were not fully finished building or renovating
the
place.
Floor wasn't done.
They still didn't have any baseboards, and some of the floorboards weren't down. But you know what? It was awesome.
Uh-huh.
It was really nice, and it's tiny, and I like that it's tiny. I don't appreciate that it's across the street from that bakery that we never go to anyway. But I don't want to see baked goods when I'm doing yoga. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know that's a thing, right? Like these yoga studios and these Pilates studios and these dance studios and stuff. They have these giant windows that they don't put curtains on so people can see inside. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to deal with
that. I don't doubt that, yeah.
It's a thing. Like, everybody wants everybody to see everybody.
Yeah.
And so you just have to deal with it.
Mm.
There's no, you know, it's not going to happen any other way.
No.
But it's worse if it's like an office building across the way, or if
exactly.
it's, you know, somebody's apartment across the way.
Yeah.
Or...
I saw one guy.
Did you see a guy?
Apartment. Yeah.
Oh, did you? I didn't see any guy.
Yeah. It was cool though. I really enjoyed it. So I think we'll be going back.
Yeah.
I mean, depending on the prices. If I don't want to pay, as we say en français, la peau des fesses.
The skin
off your bum. you know what? I
or in English, it. The equivalent.
That
the
instructor,
English equivalent is
that
through
instructor,
the nose.
I could go back to that instructor without any issues. No problem.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to going again. And I'm, you know, maybe I'll go again this week. We'll see. Maybe we'll both go next week.
This week?
Next week. Wednesday at 8, we have a class open.
Not Friday?
Friday as well, but it wasn't on the calendar. But we can go next Friday as well if you want. But that's the hour and a half one. The one on Wednesday will be just an hour. Because we did 90 minutes.
I know, that was pretty brutal.
It's pretty awesome, though.
It was good.
We did awesome.
It was
we
really
were
good.
Awesome.
You know, honestly, it took me
sweaty,
so long to
but
get...
awesome.
It took me so long to get out of my head.
Yeah. It was really easy for me to get out of my head right away.
I did not get out of my head right away. And the other thing is I was so focused on, like, the positions because I had no idea what positions
I
was doing.
I know, but you know
but
what?
I wasn't
I kept having to look because I
time.
Couldn't figure out what he was saying just from his explanations.
No, me neither.
Because... I'd never done yoga before, seen yoga before, so you know what, I'm going to look at you. And at one point I kind of kinked my neck, trying to do a position and look at it with the same time, but like, just look down. You're fine. It was great. It was nice. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. No, it was really great. I understand why people like it so much.
Yeah. You know what we're 2 weeks away from? What? Montreal Comic Con.
Oh my gosh, really?
2 weeks. Already? Montreal Comic Con's in 2 weeks. So, unfortunately, Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, canceled.
Yeah.
For personal reasons. Trisha Helfer, who played Six on Battlestar Galactica, and canceled. Jamie Bamber, who played Apollo canceled. On Battlestar Galactica, canceled for professional reasons. So good for them, they have work. Felicia Day is going to be there. Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes are going to be there. And there's going to be a bunch of wrestlers are going to be there, yeah. Which is kind of neat for me. There's going to be some awesome Battlestar Galactica people anyway, like Edward James Olmos and Katie Sackhoff and Tim Opinicet confirmed. And I don't think Michael Trucco is going to be there.
Who's that?
He played not Hilo, but Starbucks husband. I forget his name. He joined season two, I think. And there's going to be lots of stuff. Lando Calrissian, Billy Dee Williams is going to be there. Christopher Lloyd. Hmm. Doc Brown from Back to the Future is going to be there. So it's going to be nice. Yeah, that'll be cool. We will have another Doc Brown visiting us.
Moira and her lovely husband
are going to be staying with us as they are attending Montreal Comic Con.
Yes.
Which is awesome. Gillian Anderson will be there. And I'm going to try to get her to do a promo or a bumper for Robin's podcast. She played Scully on The X-Files.
Oh.
Yeah, she's awesome. So this is going to be a fun weekend. That Saturday night, though, I'm going to cut out a little early because I have a race.
My first 10K race. Is Doc Brown going to do that with you?
I haven't confirmed that Doc Brown's going to do the race. Yeah. My first 10K race. And it's a night race. Every participant gets a headlamp. You are required to wear your headlamp during the race, they say. And we're going to do it at Parc Jean Drapeau, where you went to Oceaga.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a little hilly and stuff, but it's going to be awesome. And, it's a 5K loop running twice. I'm looking forward to it. I haven't had a race in a while. I don't count the drenched 5K, because that wasn't 5K, and it was more fun than race, and it wasn't time. But I will say that I'm looking forward to doing a 10K race. The week after that...
Is there a 1K at the same time?
No, it's just a 10K or a 5K at that night race. Mm. The week after that is the Montreal Marathon weekend, where they have the marathon, not doing it, the half marathon, not doing it, the 10K, doing it, the 5K, not doing it, a 2K and a 1K.
Did we register Nicholas for the 1K?
No, because you're working. It's okay. Next year. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks after that...
Well, we'll find other races. There's not
2 weeks one. After that... New York. So things are coming to a head.
Fun.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
So, yeah, the fall is coming. The fall is awesome. The fall is great. And I'm looking forward to running with cooler temperatures and less humidity. I'm hoping that you can up your kilometers a little bit and maybe we can go out together. Although I must say, earlier this week, I went out with Nicholas, but he was on his bike. Mm-hmm. It was fantastic. It was a lot of fun. Inspired by you telling me you did that when you went to pick up the kids at the farm.
I know. It was fun.
After the weekend. It's great.
It was fun to do with the kids. It really was. And they have such a good time doing it. Like they're, and they can keep up because they're on their bikes.
Yep.
So it's perfect.
It is.
You guys need to do that more often.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Isabel to be comfortable on her bike so that she can cycle also.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. So, yeah, that's what's going on with us. You have anything that you want to add, or should we wrap up?
No, I think that's good.
Awesome. Well, tune in to our next episode, which will most likely contain lots of Comic-Con stuff.
Yes.
And enjoy your Labor Day.
We will have some invited guests.
Yeah, we'll have guests on. Yay, guests.
Yes.
And it'll be awesome.
Yeah.
So, until next time. Tune in and rock on.